It is a joy to be with you this morning. I bring you greetings on behalf of the Provincial Elders Conference, a group that I am one of three vice presidents for, and also from the Western District Executive Board, which I am the president of. We oversee 31 congregations from California to the west to Indiana and Michigan to the east. I also need to tell you that this feels kind of like old home week for me. My great-grandfather, Carl Nelson, was one of the first settlers of Ephraim, and the Ephraim Historical Society, both this year and I think 3 or 4 years ago, did a huge write-up on some of the early settlers, and he was one of them, and I was able to get a book that he had written, memoirs of his time in the war, and also some early memories of Ephraim that originally was in Norwegian and was translated into English so that I was able to read it, because I don't do the Norwegian English stuff or Norwegian language stuff. Also, the old Nelson Farmstead is just up the road, and if I'm not turned around, the bay is this way, right? So it's just up the road on County Q, probably a mile and a half, 2 miles that way. Some of you may know Donald Nelson, who is here in the summers. He is a cousin of mine. Don't ask me to explain how. I can't ever remember that part. But he is living in the old Nelson farmstead. Also, for years, a long time ago, for years, I used to drive one of the Evenson laundry delivery vans. So I was the one that was always in a hurry trying to get the tourists out of the way so I could get the laundry back. Of course, now I realize that if the tourists hadn't been in the way, we wouldn't have had any business. But that's a long time ago. That's like 35, 40 years ago I was driving that delivery van. So I used to know my way around Door County quite well. So we gather on this Sunday, the closest to November 13th, to worship. Also, by the way, I said to Dawn, I actually saw her at a memorial service yesterday, and I said, you know, often when I was younger in my pastorate, I would try to get some real schmucks to fill in for me when I couldn't be there. And that way, when I came back, they would all say, oh, Bruce, we're so happy to have you back. So I said to Don, I'll be the schmuck for you on Sunday. So here we are on the Sunday closest to November 13th, and it's a very important date in the life of the Moravian Church. You see, on September 16th, 1741, the Moravian leaders were meeting in London to make a number of important decisions. That meeting was similar to what one of our synods would look like today. And it was at this meeting that it was decided that because the Moravian Church was growing so quickly into an international ministry from Greenland to the north to South Africa to the south, that one person could no longer handle the growing responsibility of being the leader of what was referred to as the chief elder of the, at that point, Unitas Fratrum. Leonard Dober, one of the first missionaries sent out from Herrenhut, had been the chief elder for several years, but the work was just becoming too much and too broad for Dober to continue in this task. And so after prayer and seeking the leading of the Holy Spirit, it was decided to go to the lot. And in the lot, the question was asked, should we make Jesus Christ the chief elder? And the lot revealed that, yes, it was time to do that. So what does all of this that happened on September 16th have to do with November 13th? Well, as you may imagine, in 1741, or maybe you wouldn't imagine, in 1741 there were no cell phones or internet or Facebook or Snapchat or tweeting or any of those other means of communication that I know nothing about. News did not travel nearly as quickly back then as it travels today. So it was decided that on November 13th, 1741, it would be announced in America that Jesus Christ was to be the chief elder of the Moravian Church. We have celebrated this day and this event ever since. Now, I've become more mature over the years. I haven't necessarily always been as mature as I am now. And so, early in my ministry, I sort of liked to have some fun with the fact that Jesus Christ is our chief elder. Back in my younger days, when I was a bit more smart-alecky, I used to specifically have fun with telemarketers. My wife wasn't particularly impressed with me when I did this, but I did have fun for a time. Later in life, my son actually became a telemarketer during college as a part-time job to earn some extra money, and it was at that time that I realized just how weird and immature I had been earlier in life. But back in the day, a conversation with a telemarketer hypothetically may go something like this. Now, hypothetically, I want you to think of me as the pastor of the Ephraim Moravian Church. So the phone rings, and I would say, "Hello, Ephraim Moravian Church, this is Pastor Nelson, how can I help you?" And the telemarketer may respond with something like, "I would like to speak to the person who is in charge of or who handles the telephone service." And I would then respond, "Sir, we are a Moravian church and Jesus Christ is our chief elder. So we look to Jesus before making any decisions." And then depending upon how sassy I wanted to be at the time, I might continue, "So you may want to check with Jesus to see what he says." And then sometimes the telemarketer might continue, well, if I wanted to talk to a living, active person about your church's phone service, who would that be?" And again, depending upon how smart-alecky I wanted to be, I may have responded, "Are you suggesting that Jesus is not alive? We believe that he rose from the dead." And as you see, this could go on for quite a while, and it may frustrate the telemarketer, but it also may enlighten them as to a very important concept in the Moravian Church. You see, I believe with all my heart that if Jesus is not our chief elder, then we as a church are in a world of hurt. But let me also be very clear that I don't believe that we as Moravians have a corner on the market with Jesus. Or to put it another way, just because we have officially named Jesus as our chief elder does not mean that as Moravians we are necessarily more spiritual or more blessed or have a direct line to Jesus that other denominations might not have. But if we are going to have a chief elder of our denomination, is there anyone better suited for this position? Is there anyone we would rather have? Several years ago, probably 25 to 30 years ago now, there was this trend, the letters WWJD. And it stood for What Would Jesus Do? We had What Would Jesus Do bracelets. We had What Would Jesus Do t-shirts. We had WWJD mugs. We had WWJD crosses and jewelry and all kinds of things with the letters WWJD. Well, you know, I'm thinking that the Moravians in the 1740s, although they may not have worn the shirts, were asking themselves, "What would Jesus do?" way before anybody thought it was cool or thought that it ought to be put on a shirt or a bracelet or a t-shirt or a mug. In the Epistle to the Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verses 14 through 16, we heard that we have a great high priest, or I would say a chief elder, who can sympathize with our weaknesses and with our humanity. Christ is able to do this because he became fully human and dwelt among humans, knowing the temptations that we face, the feelings that we go through, and the trials that we experience. In the passage from the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 34, it talks about us being sought out by the shepherd and how the sheep, which is a metaphor for all people, will be rescued. They will be sought out from all countries and from many, many different people groups. Well, I wonder what any of this has to do with Ephraim, Wisconsin, on November 12, 2017. I have always felt that you and I are the hands and feet of Jesus. So as flippant as I am to telemarketers who ask me, who is in charge of the church? I am absolutely convinced that it is and that it must be Jesus Christ. But I am just as much convinced that we, you and I, need to be Christ's hands and feet to keep that gospel message strong. And I have never felt that more strongly than I feel today. In a time when people seem to be naturally divided, and when communication seems to be more and more difficult, we as Christians need to model what it is to have a different opinion than someone else, and yet to continue to show Christian love to that individual in spite of your or their differences. So the Moravian Church decided years ago that Jesus Christ is in charge, that Jesus Christ is our chief elder. But you and I are called upon to continue to be Christ's hands and feet. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the wisdom of our Moravian forebears who realized that Jesus Christ needed to be our chief elder. And we thank you that for every decision that we make, for every circumstance that we find ourselves in, that we have Jesus who is listening to us, who is speaking to us, who is caring for us. As Jesus continues to do those things, help us to remember that we are Christ's hands and feet to the world through things like joyful noise offerings and mission trips and meals to homeless people and all kinds of other opportunities that we have to serve. Continue to be with us and bless us as we continue to be Christ's hands and feet. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.